This is Great FM.
Hello, everyone. Kicking off another podcast in our series, Great FM, the official series from Great HR. And on the table today is as dynamic a topic of conversation as they come, at least within the world of HR. And while the productivity chase has come and gone out of fashion, it's very hard to deny that one of the most, I think, primal and institutional aspects of a functioning workplace is to have a workforce that cares, essentially. One that is motivated to contribute to your success, motivated to earn their own keep, and of course, get what they can from their time at a company. It would be reductive to suggest that all worker-company relationships are just purely transactional, but it would also be naive to look past the fact that they actually are, and that it's an aspect of the workplace that needs to be managed with skill, finesse, empathy, and a lot of farsightedness. Managing employee performance. That is the dynamic topic of conversation I have been talking about. It's always changing in its, how do we do this? What is valued? What are the behaviors that matter? What are the expectations that you have of your employer? There's so many questions, so let's discuss. Joining us today is Sangeeta Ramesh, a senior HR leader who is thoroughly results-driven with international experience in global and strategic HR roles. She holds a master's in both psychology and human resources and has acquired extensive HR expertise in different business sectors, focusing on people transformation, innovation, and organizational development areas. So some very helpful perspectives coming through in today's conversation. Hi, Sangeeta. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Ahilya. How are you?
I'm doing really well, Sangeeta. Thank you for joining us. So let's dive into this conversation. When we say employee performance management, what are the various aspects that need to be managed, so to speak? Are we looking at just, you know, KPIs, roles and responsibilities, or is it a lot more beyond that?
I think it's a very interesting question, and I just wanted to start talking about perception. Mm-hmm. So, because perception plays a crucial role here. So when we talk about performance management, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? You know, just picture yourself, you're in a company, and this is the time of the year when the performance management happened. You know, it's complete chaos, right? Mm-hmm. So you have the ambiguity, you have a long evaluation process, people running around, you know, finishing the paperwork to complete the timeline. But the real impactful thing is the mindset of employees. How do employees perceive this? Mm-hmm. And this is the biggest factor. Here, the fundamental thing that I have observed in most organizations is it's driven by fear, you know, the fear of being judged and the whole uncertainty involved around the whole process. Mm-hmm. And this is where it adds to a lot of complexities and puts the pressure on employees. So when we start thinking about this whole process, the whole essence is diluted, mm-hmm. and the purpose is lost. And this is why I say, you know, like you rightly pointed out, that it's not just limited to roles and responsibilities, but much more beyond that. And to be fair, it starts with a vision. It starts with setting clear performance expectations, you know, establishing the goals, mm-hmm. having a mechanism of feedback and coaching, and addressing performance issues when and where they happen. You know, not waiting till end of the year and talking about the issue that happened early in the year. Right. And one must also remember to reward and recognize employees, because otherwise this just becomes like an annual event. Something that's really crucial, which many organizations forget, is uh-huh. the focus on individual skills, uh-huh. competencies, behavior, and how people collaborate within the organization. So to summarize, I would say that creating the right environment for growth is important, and the tone has to set from the very beginning.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I do want to ask you more about the idea of individual skills a little later on in the conversation. But you're also taking the words right out of my mouth. I did want to talk to you about this vision, right? as a manager, you're kind of making a plan for the future and thinking about, you know, the results at the end of the year, right at the beginning of the year, right? So when you look at managers and you speak with them, what is a word of advice you have when it comes to actually putting together a successful and efficient employee management framework in place?
I mean, picture yourself, you know, you're in the beginning of the year and it's like having a crystal ball in hand and you're talking about the desired results. You know, all the management, they are wearing capes and making grand predictions. And everybody assumes that every employee in the company is a superman and they are going to overachieve their results. And what happens at the end of the year? The reality hits. And I can assure you, it's way different from what you have predicted. And all your crystal ball and everything, it just goes down. So that's why it's really important to set clear goals and expectations and also the performance metrics right from the start, you know, and have a healthy dose of realism when you practice and plan for the future. So this is really important, which many organizations miss. And that's why the framework is not robust. So when you're aligning these, it's really important to remember that you have the practical application and the execution strategy in place when you're talking about goals. So the future is bright, but you know, you have to remember that you have the power to shape it.
Yes, that's a powerful line to end that thought on. And taking from that, so when I was doing my research, UPenn, right, the University of Pennsylvania, one of the biggest finance and business talent pools out there. I mean, they're so respected in the field. HR strategies, naturally, then are very important to them. So they have a strategy in place called SMARTS, right? And it's kind of like their criteria to monitor or, you know, build these employee performance management frameworks. So SMARTS is an abbreviation. The S stands for specific. So give details on the end results that are expected. Measurable, outline the measures that will be used to determine whether a goal is met and when it is met. Achievable, which means that the goal must be a realistic expectation. Results-oriented, that's the R. So goals and expectations should focus on the end results desired. And T, time-bound, which is for identifying deadlines and milestones. And finally, S comes with stretch. So some but not all goals may present a challenge to support professional development. Now, this seemed like a pretty accurate framework to me, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Do you think, you know, from again, from the manager's perspective, someone who is setting these goals, you know, for their team, is this a good framework to work with? Anything that, you know, UPenn has missed out on?
I think it's really interesting. And, you know, when you talk about goal setting frameworks, there are many frameworks and there is no right or wrong framework. It completely depends on the organization. You know, you have KPIs, you have MBOs, OKRs, and finally the SMARTs. So SMARTs actually is a fascinating goal because it's a good strategy. They banish the entire ambiguity. You know, it's like a universal language. Anybody can use it. You don't need a special training. You don't need special tools. Yeah. And now a lot of HR software come built in with these methodology. So writing a SMART goal is super easy. And you know, what's the difficult part to it? Any guess?
Carrying it out?
Yes. Sticking to it is the hard part. You know, otherwise it just becomes like a wish list. But to a great extent, SMARTs actually remove that ambiguity. And that's where it's absolutely helpful. You know, it helps us to track, it helps us to document. It's very clear. So SMARTs, as you mentioned, is a very, very, you know, common methodology. Many organizations are now using it. And in fact, I've noticed that some of the organizations have started experimenting on, you know, newer methodologies, which are not very common. It's called the PACT. So PACT is an acronym for Purposeful, Actionable, Continuous, and Trackable. You know, while SMART is focusing on outcome, PACT is focusing on output. So this is what it makes a difference. But again, you know, these are all very subjective and an organization must do its own introspection before arriving at a conclusion that, you know, this is the right strategy for us.
You know, actually taking from that, I think, again, you know, because a framework like this will change depending on the business, its goals, you know, its vision for the future. These frameworks also don't necessarily have to stay the same, right, over the years for a particular business. But you mentioned in the beginning, you spoke about perception, right? I also want to, you know, tackle the idea of perspective, right? When it comes to performance management as a concept, what is the one understanding of performance management in your experience that you have seen? If a manager has, then they're going to get it right. If they don't, it's going to fail.
Okay. Hand on heart, the secret sauce for performance management lies in the art of communication. So
Okay.
communication is the most important factor that can make or break a performance management system. So any organization that you know that performance management is not up to the mark, they are faulty or they have some gaps, you will notice that it's a poor communication strategy. In fact, it's really surprising that many organizations, while implementing a performance management framework, they don't have a communication package in hand. And this is where it starts boiling down. And the managers don't have the right tools and they can't achieve the right results. So it's very important to have a clear and open communication. If you don't have this, then you can be assured that the performance management is not going to be effective.
Okay, I like that. And that again, you know, brings us to the next question. This I want to take from the professional's perspective, right? We've spoken a little bit about a manager's, actually quite a lot about a manager's responsibilities when it comes to making a framework like this effective. What are the responsibilities of a professional, right? Like when it comes to making a performance management system effective from the other side?
Okay, I think you've raised a very valid point, which is often missed out. So if you look into a performance management system, it is not a one-way approach. You know, there are obligations even from an employee side. And this is where it's a two-way approach where it becomes absolutely important for both parties to contribute.
Right.
So let's say the leaders and the company empower and enable the employee. It's important that the employee demonstrate the right behaviors. You know, they are accountable, they need to be professional, and they should also collaborate, because collaboration is ultimately the most important thing for a team's success. So we should not forget the organizational values, because they have a significant role when it comes to how people perform and how people behave. So these things need to be inculcated right from the inception. And it's everybody's responsibility. You know, people are grown up and nobody is in charge of somebody's performance. All employees are empowered and they are enabled. So employees have to start taking these accountability. You know, when I say taking accountability, they should start participating in feedback discussions.
Right.
If they need help or guidance. So let's not wait till your judgment day to say, you know what, I did not get help on that day. So start taking onus of your work and start aligning your behaviors. So this is really important to make sure that a system is effective. So I would say that an employee's behavior is really important in terms of how it shapes the whole performance management system.
Okay, so while the framework is sort of established in the beginning of the year or the beginning of your stint, you know, it is your responsibility to make sure that you're always engaged with it, right, throughout the year. And if you have questions, to communicate them equally openly, right, with your manager. Right. Okay. That whole phrase of, you know, can't say we didn't try, I think that's important to always just try and whatever the result is. Yeah. You did talk a little bit about feedback just now. You know, from our discussion so far, it seems inarguable that an open culture of communication, as well as an official and formal feedback mechanism, is pretty vital to make sure that performance management is effective. So how does one go about establishing a good feedback mechanism?
Okay, I just want to summarize this in three simple steps, you know, to make it really easy. The first thing is a transparent and open communication. So when we are having expectations, it's really important to communicate this to employees absolutely clearly. And having a clear mechanism, you know, to communicate and have feedback. If employees are unsure of communication, then having a training is really helpful. The second thing is around having regular check-ins between managers and employees. So often we see that it's always a one-way track, but it doesn't work like that. For it to be effective, you need to have regular discussions, regular check-in, and regular feedback. And what you can do is have these tools built in inside your HR software or platform, so it's easily trackable and you're focused. The last thing and the most important thing is leading by example. You know, the leadership has to be really authentic. You know, walk the talk. So don't say things or promise things that you know you have no control over. And sometimes this creates a big chaos in the system. So it's very important that leaders take the responsibility and accountability on shaping this. So these are the three things I would say to make, you know, the feedback mechanism really effective.
No, that's very valuable. I think some actionable points there. And finally, I want to end today's conversation, you know, with a point that you brought up in the beginning, which is individual performances, right? We've heard often of performance improvement programs, PIP. So I think the idea I want to focus on is the idea of empathy and improvement measures, giving people a second chance, right? How important is this in creating an effective performance management system? How important is it to identify people's individual skills and create an environment that, you know, actually caters to them in some sense?
Yeah. I think the most fundamental question to ask is, are PIPs really meant to be a second chance? You know, many organizations look at this as a tool or like a door to an exit. You know, managers don't like an employee or somebody is not performing. They say, please add him in PIP and 3 to 6 months, let's make sure he's not in the system. And this is where I would say that the whole system is flawed. And your whole concept of continuous improvement and fostering a culture of learning and growth is completely derailed. So the real essence of PIP is when you're truly giving the second chance, you know, you're preserving its essence. So how do you do that? With a lot of empathy and having the right improvement measures. And this is where HR plays a crucial role. You know, they are not biased and they take a very holistic approach in terms of how you can encourage an employee or how you can promote growth, how you can unleash their true potential. So this is where I would say that, you know, PIPs have to be designed very, very carefully for it to be effective.
Lovely. Well, I've enjoyed this conversation thoroughly, Sangeeta. You know, as we reach the end of the podcast, I want to leave the floor open to you to actually run us through three shifts in perspectives that will elevate performance management systems if you just get them right. I think it's so much about the thinking we discuss vision. So three shifts in perspectives, according to you, the floor is all yours.
I think it's really positive that many organizations are prioritizing employee growth. You know, they're embracing ongoing feedback. They are focusing on team, organizational performance, and they are also now looking into individual achievement. So these are things that are really happening. And in my perspective, let's say you want to go one step ahead, you want to make your organization a success, then you have to adopt some unconventional shift. And these are the top three things I would say. The first thing is shifting from ratings to narrative. You know, just move away from these numerical ratings and qualitative stuff. Embrace more of a story-based feedback. So this gives you more context and you can have more meaningful discussions. The second thing is moving away from hierarchical to peer-driven. So we've often seen that the ratings or evaluations are just top-down. How about using a peer-driven approach? You know, through this, you can have a culture of open feedback, a good communication, good collaboration, trust. A lot of positive things can happen when people start collaborating. And the last thing is moving away from the fixed goals and agile objectives. So if you're looking at goals that are really rigid and long-term, they lose its essence over a period of time. So it's very important to have these goals aligned to your organization. You know, if your company wants to grow and innovate, it's important that you have agile objectives. So they offer more flexibility and adapt themselves to changing priorities. So these are some of the unconventional shifts, you know, which can really bring in a huge transformation.
Nice. Again, very actionable points. And the last one was a really, really valuable thought, Sangeeta. Thank you so much for bringing all of your unique perspectives to the podcast today. It's been great talking to you and exploring this dynamic as ever topic.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed the session because culture is really important. And a lot of companies talk about performance culture, but it's crucial on how they are bringing this to life.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we find a lot of people that echo that sentiment. That's a wrap on this edition of Great FM, everyone. Thank you so much for listening in. Make sure that you engage with this conversation. Let us know your thoughts as well. We'll be back with more conversations in the series. But until then, stay safe, stay happy. Adios.
This is Great FM.